I will bring up 2 points. There was a point here about the media, and there was a point that the gentleman said, why were we silent? And I'd like to bring in a point about the tools of the age that we live in. And I hope it's a point that will resonate here. We are in a media age, we are in an information age. We also are in an age where the social media is very active. We are in an age where we tend to see the extreme voices carried out more easily because the noise gets covered first. And therefore, you see all sorts of, and all views, it doesn't matter, across the spectrum. Those who propagate or come out with an extreme viewpoint will find themselves center stage of the entire discourse. The reasonable voice, the softer voice, the middle ground, which has a soft tone and tenor, very rarely makes it to the center of the discourse. And that is, I think, the concern that I have. Because if we are talking about freedom of expression and speech, then even the extreme cannot be excluded out of it. And that's what the constitutional guarantee is. It gives it equally to everyone. It does not differentiate who's having a saffron or a blue or a white hat. It just doesn't. It doesn't even say whether you're from rural, urban, or any other part of India. Whether you are from the RSS, or you're from the Bajrangdal, or you're from the Jamaat or something, or something else, or the All India Muslim Ittehadi, whatever, Mr. Owaisi's party. It doesn't ask those questions. Do you break the law? The law comes in. If you don't break the law, of course a talaq is terrible. It's a murder. As simple as that.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you.
I'm not going to actually a sentence with you, your intelligence, because my sentence will live, just it finishes. I was saying, of course, a talaq is a murder. But the closing point is, for me, even if a pujari who goes out and Suresh pujari is murdered, Prashad, I beg your pardon, Pujari is murdered. Suresh Pujari is my colleague in the party, God bless his soul. I'm so sorry, Suresh, I apologize to all. But on a serious note, when Prashad Pujari is murdered, when he says that you shouldn't kill a cow, it's okay with the buffalo, but you shouldn't, and it hurts my religious thing, then I'm concerned about that too, a murder is either.
The first point I want to make is that selective outrage is not sincere outrage at all. We must condemn acts of intolerance and acts of violence wherever they manifest, and whichever the culture and whichever the culture. And therefore, I agree with you that it's not just Muhammad Akhlaq's killing, but also Pujari's killing must be condemned. We live in an age of globalization trends, and therefore, what happens in India be influenced by what happens in our neighborhood, what happens in the world. So when secular bloggers are hacked to death in broad daylight in Bangladesh, it has an effect here. When acts of intolerance are committed in Pakistan or elsewhere, it has an impact here. Similarly, when there is extremism and intolerance and attacks on minorities take place in India, it makes things worse for minorities in our neighborhood. Anupamji, you said that at the launch of Kasturi's book, I did not mention about terrorist attacks in Mumbai. I wish you were present. In his presence, Kasturi's presence, I said that Mumbai has been the worst victim of cross-border terrorism from Pakistan. In this country, and 3 days from now, I'm going to Karachi to participate in the launch of Kasturi's book in Karachi, and in Karachi, in front of Pakistani audience, I'm going to condemn the cross-border terrorism from Pakistan.
My point was that I'm sure you are wanting to sort of release Kasturi's book. My point was not that you are not talking about the terrorism from Pakistan. What prompted you to release that book here? If your neighbor at your house, near your house, abuses your family, this is the crowd that I deal with all the time. So I would you like to invite him for to your house? If they abuse your family and
As the entire nation, I'm asking you. Yeah, I'm answering you.
Okay.
Pehli baar, you know, before the launch of this book in Mumbai, there was a book launch in Delhi, the same book, and which was attended by none other than Dr. Manmohan Singh, the former Prime Minister, and also L.K. Advani ji, the former Deputy Prime Minister. The book is, you know, I want to tell you friends that there are many people in Pakistan who are against terrorism, support to terrorism by Pakistani government and Kasuri is one of them.
I want to go to this out again. Remember what former President Musharraf was reported as saying yesterday, fascinating.
Why should we take one of these? This is amazing. This is not a selective outrage.
Their own president says, yes, people have been sent from, that people are trained, being trained over there by Pakistanis. Then you're still wanting to say that they're okay. I am not going to do it now. Let me tell you, I have great fans in Pakistan. I have great fans in Pakistan and wonderful people. But when somebody is killing your soldiers, when somebody is killing innocent people over here, the nationalism comes first.
Right. I don't want anyone to accuse me of endangering freedom of expression by saying, look, can we just move on because there are others who would like to speak. Let me get a blue card, please. Where's the microphone? No, the 1 minute comes right again. You respond to the lady. All right. You want to come in?
Yes, I do very much. I want to say just this: that there can be only one idea of India, and that is a free, unshackled India. There can be no other kind of India. We can be conflicted, we can be other people, we can be difficult, but it's the best four-letter word in the world is free. And that's what we are here to fight for. Yeah. And let me tell the gentleman who's talking about the media and whether we've eaten what we wanted to eat or not eaten what we wanted to eat. For the last 1 year, for a tweet about Vada Pav, there were 400 people who came storming to my door. And I have been under protection for a year for a tweet about Vada Pav and Misal. We are talking about freedoms. Is that what we call freedom in this city? Mumbai, and any time you challenge the status quo, what is the response? If you don't like this, go to Pakistan. Is that any response? If you don't want this, there is no question that we are being hostile, we are being completely bigoted in our attitude, and we are being intolerant. We will not allow people into our kitchens, into our bedrooms, into our heads, into our minds, into our hearts. We will not.
You can see there are about 50 people who want to speak, and we have about 12 minutes left, so be patient. Unless you'd like to extend it to midnight, but I don't know what
the
regulations and licensing are. Right, we've got the microphone here. Be brief with all your remarks, please, for the motion.
So, Niji, all cannot be equal, but some are more equal. Within your speech, you talk about reasonable restriction. Same, Anupam Kherji ne pucha ki why? Imminent danger. Dr. Dabolkar, Gulbarki, and Comrade Mansari, kill or murder, and you talk about reasonable restrictions. I am worried, government, I am not worried government is doing something wrong. Sir, I am more worried why government is not doing right things.
I'm sure you can answer this next.
You're against the motion.
Yes. I'd like to know what happens.